Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. Back in the day, it was all about resumes, but nowadays it's all about online profiles, and probably no platform will set you apart professionally like LinkedIn will. Let me give you three tips to make sure you have an all-star LinkedIn profile. Get the pen and paper out. I believe at last count, we're talking about something like 500 million users, 250 million active users. So that's a lot of eyes potentially on what you look like as a professional. We already know recruiters use this pretty heavily, but even myself getting 10 to 15 inbound inquiries per week for people that are interested in my wealth management services or want me to mentor them or just trying to sell me a product, I look at their social media profiles. I cyber stalk them, so to speak. And I'll tell you, LinkedIn is where I typically start. There's a lot of things you can tell from somebody's social media profile, particularly their LinkedIn. And what my take is if they haven't spent enough time to develop their LinkedIn profile or they got misspelled words and things of that nature, it's telling me a little bit about themselves. So today, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go into yours truly's profile, and I'm going to show you some of the things that have helped me get over 10,000 connections on LinkedIn. The first thing you want to have, very first tip, is a killer headshot. Now, I think I look pretty good on this headshot. What do you think? The headshot is the most important part of your LinkedIn profile. As you've seen or heard before, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Make sure you don't have, you know, one that you're at a party and you just cut yourself out and cropped it. Actually get a professional headshot done. It's not too much money, but it's well worth the investment because it definitely sets you apart. And any other things you wanna put in the banner, right? So this is the headshot, this is the banner, and what you see right here is basically my YouTube channel banner. So I'm thinking about, here's a bonus tip on the picture. If you're gonna have multiple social media profiles, make sure that you have the same setting or same persona across all of them, right? So you'll see this headshot across my LinkedIn profile, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, and even on my website. So when people pop in through different channels to look at me in my social profiles, they're not seeing different pictures. Obviously, they're gonna see pictures of my family and things of that nature, but they're getting that one consistent headshot that shows that continuity. That is another professional tip. Thanks for taking the time with me today to listen. Just one quick question before we continue. Have you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? If you haven't, I want to give you just one more reason to subscribe. Each week, I'm going to be sharing what I've learned in 20 plus years in the industry so that you can reach your goals faster. How's that? Now back to this week's episode. Next, you want to have a good headline. What is the headline? That's right below your headshot, is your name, maybe any credentials you have, and then what it is that you do. Who are you? Now, I'm going to harp on this a little bit because I coach a lot of advisors around this, and you might have stuff like financial planner or president of XYZ firm. There's space down in the LinkedIn profile down here, if somebody's interested enough, to see all that stuff. See, they see that I'm founder of DJH Capital Management. They see I'm head of client experience at Brewer Consulting, blah, 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 blah. In here, this is the smallest piece of real estate that you have in order to show people who you are. And this is why this is so important. Let me click to another screen and show you that when people are looking through their feed based on the fact that they're connected with you, notice, and Gary Vaynerchuk comes up, notice that his LinkedIn profile, the only thing you see is the headshot, his name, and his headline. Notice that. So you want to be intrigued, you have to have a very intriguing headline. You just can't put anything up there because this is a very, very important piece of real estate on your social profile and you don't want to mess it up. So if I clicked into Gary's, now I'm not a connection of his, but notice how the headline, the part I'm highlighting right here, is showing up in the feed. That's what you want to make sure that you really spend some time on doing. Whatever it is that you do, however you help people, you want to use that part of your profile to convey that. And you only get a set amount of words. I don't really remember how many it is, but once you click on this little pencil here, and this is not a LinkedIn tutorial, you'll get to change this headline, right? So make sure that captures what you're trying to do, who you're trying to be with, and who you're trying to be around. Last but not least is make sure your everything that you have on there is accurate, right? You can't have a misspelled word or your name be misspelled, or I've seen all types of stuff. Believe me, you would think that somebody wouldn't misspell their own name, but either it's a fake profile or somebody that hacked your tried to hack your profile or something. But I've seen all types of misspelling inaccuracies. You know, maybe as you scroll down onto the page, like if you are done with a job or you're done with a position, that part is over. Make sure you put an end date at the end of that so it doesn't look like you have two different jobs, unless you do have multiple jobs. Like I am wearing two hats by running my own firm and consulting at Brewer Consulting. However, that's what my situation is. But just make sure that is particularly accurate. There are so many different things on your profile. And what I would say is, you know, if you look at the headshot, you look at the headline, and then the about, the summary, those things are the most important. And they've got to be accurate. Watch out that this is the way that the world is seeing you. Recruiters, potential employers, potential colleagues that could introduce you and put you further along the path. You want to make sure that you're representing very well. Last but not least in that section of accuracy, make sure your contact info is up to date. And I'm gonna give you a bonus tip here besides that. So contact info, as soon as you click here, you can see how to contact me. You know, whatever my website is, whatever my phone number is, and my email address. Don't have an email address that you don't answer or a phone number that's disconnected. That's gonna be a big red flag to anybody that's trying to reach out to you. The last thing I'll say with that is if you've got an email address that you maybe made in high school, and maybe you thought it was really funny to have an email called seemorebutts@gmail.com. That's not the LinkedIn profile image that you want to portray. You probably want to get you a different email address, and Gmail gives them out for free, or Yahoo or any of those. Get you a professional email that will not embarrass you if you were to put it across your resume. So that's the last thing about contact info. If you are truly interested in coming down this path of being a financial professional, you've got to let me hook you up even more. I've got a Facebook group for aspiring financial professionals. I've got an email list that's going to dump all types of brain food and really interesting tidbits about this industry that you want to know about. And you've got to join in order to get the down low on what's going on in the industry. So look down in the show notes. I'll have a couple of links to make sure that you can join in. If you've got any questions, leave them in the comments. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend. It would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.